There's been a real change in your game in the past couple of matches, I suppose, from a three-point perspective. You couldn't nail one in the first nine games. You can barely miss at the moment. What have you done to fix that?
I mean, nothing really. I think going through the whole little slump that I went through, it was always a confidence thing. I think it was more shooting the ball to actually make it rather than just shooting because I was open. I think it was a big focus for me after that Sydney game was just to always have my feet ready and stuff like that. So it was a big focus during that week after that game. So ever since then, it's just all about a confidence thing for me, just stepping into each shot and on to try and make it.
So how big of a mindset change did it have to be for you? Because it can be hard when you're one for 17, it's a difficult situation to be in.
Yeah, I think it changed like heaps. I was putting in the extra work and I just had to trust that when it came to game time. But yeah, I can't say enough about the coaching staff who all get behind me and stuff like that, helping me out with all that stuff. So I think it was a big part of where I am now for them.
So you're 6 of 11 now since that game you mentioned. Like, when you get the ball in your hand now, does it just feel totally different?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's feeling really good at the moment. It's been a big focus with Luke Brennan, who's the assistant coach now. Just a massive focus of just feeling good, training and all that stuff, the extra reps, just making sure everything feels right and then it's all translated into the game. So it's been good.
And we know that your NBA dreams there and teams want you to shoot threes if you want to get to the NBA. I'd imagine that was sitting on your shoulders a little bit and people constantly talking about that to you. Does that become a factor when you're trying to fix that one part of your game?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely in the back of my mind. But I think I've got some interest from not shooting the ball, and that's how I've put myself on the radar, from offensive rebounds, other things like that. So I think if a team would want me, it would have been for those things, not to, get up as many threes as I can. But it's also definitely helps for sure.
What's been the reaction from the team following the loss on the weekend?
Yeah, obviously it was a tough one. We didn't want to drop two in a row, but I think we're dwelling on this loss for, a full week for our next game. So I think it's only adding that little bit of extra motivation for everyone. So I think we're ready to go come Saturday.
I just want to ask off what Craig was asking you about with regards to the threes. Did you, was there extra, minutes, hours at practice with the threes? How much sort of time, repetition, shooting how far did you go, I guess?
Yeah, I think from after that Sydney game, it was a focus of mine to be the last one off the court after trainings. And I think Kev White's been huge with that. He's always trying to help me out with everything. So that was definitely a big focus, was to be the last off the court, just getting extra shots. So I think that's been a pretty big focus for me.
It sounds silly, but Seth Curry record 16 threes yesterday in that All-Star game. Is he someone that you and we know he spends hours and hours on the court practicing. So is he someone you aspire to be like?
I think it's just more his mentality. I think you sort of look towards is, he's shooting every shot confidently, and no matter where he is, he's always going to shoot it with confidence. So I think that's definitely something to take on, and I think that's same with a lot of guys in the NBA that shoot the ball with no thought or anything like that. So I think that's definitely something I've looked towards.
And on that, Josh Giddey, his rise, in the last couple of weeks in particular, and the skills contest over the All-Star weekend, what do you make of his rise, and how much do you want to sort of emulate that as well?
I think he's he's one hell of a talent, and he's always been like that. I think from juniors, I remember versing him and stuff. He's always a triple double threat sort of guy, and he's also just got a sound domain of confidence. He does everything with confidence, and when he's out there, it shows. I think I even saw that last year as well.
Can I ask you about team morale? You've been on the road for so long now. What do you guys do to sort of get around each other, off the court and make sure that everyone mentally is in a good space?
I think a big thing for us is, we're now on the road for a long time. We've done it before, and it's almost like a second family away from home. So I think everyone tries to keep their hotel room door open as much as you can. You can, always socialise with all the guys and stuff like that. And some of the guys are watching Married at First Sight every night and stuff like that. So it's pretty good. And definitely helps having that sort of second family away from home.
Married at first sight. I did not pick you guys to be that. I thought you'd be more Survivor member. That's fine. Yeah. can I ask you though about like Michael Fraser? He got over here really quickly on the road. How's he coping with everything?
I think he's an ultimate professional. He's been around the game for a long time. He's been to the NBA. So, I mean, we see what he can do at training every day, and it's, I mean, it explains why he was in the NBA. So it's only a matter of time before something good for him happens in these games. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, sorry, Wade, it's Garrett here. Luke, I guess Bex kind of just asked you about this, but you talked about having the whole week now to dwell on the weekend's loss, and there's been issues with cancellation of games. How do you work to sort of maintain your own personal routine? You know, disruption, you're expecting a game to this week, it's not happening, you've got an extra couple of days to train. What do you do to make sure you don't get lost in your own self, basically?
I think it's just keeping the same mentality, you know, like it's just what COVID does. It sort of brings uncertainty with everything. So it's just keeping that same mindset to be ready to go, and we're here to win games, and that's the main focus, and that's what we're trying to keep in mind for no matter what happens.
Yeah, Luke, Ethan here from Broome Radio. I just wanted to ask, obviously, last time you guys versus South East Melbourne Phoenix, you got 24 points, you know, career best game for you. How much confidence did you take out of that? And I guess you versus them next up. So, you know, you must be really looking forward to a big game.
I think, yeah, for sure, it definitely helped. Seeing the ball go through the rim a bit. But, I mean, I'm always going to have the same mindset, get on the rim and stuff like that, shoot the open shot and get my teammates involved. So, yeah, going into the game, if they guard me the same, then it is how it is. And, yeah, I'll just sort of deal with that as it comes.